From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. That rollicking music is the familiar overture to Leonard Bernstein's Candide. The brilliant 1956 operetta is fairly tame by today's standards, but if it had come out a few decades earlier, Candide might have raised a few eyebrows, at least in one American city, Boston. Beginning in the late 1800s, thanks to a committee known as the Watch and Ward Society, Boston became known as a place where it paid to watch one's moral P's and Q's. The powerful society took aim at all kinds of literature, from Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass to Voltaire's Candide, the play that inspired Bernstein. Offending material was put into locked rooms in public libraries. Obscenity charges were filed against offending booksellers and publishers. The crusade eventually led to the famous phrase, "banned in Boston," which clever publishers began using as a marketing tool. So it's ironic that Boston actually became a sort of literary safe haven for a 19th century opera composer who had his own troubles with touchy censors. In 1859, when Verdi composed his opera A Masked Ball, Italian authorities took issue with its story of illicit love and murder in a European royal court. Verdi fixed the opera by moving the entire story to, of all places, Boston. Modern productions of Verdi's opera are sometimes moved again back across the Atlantic to the story's original setting in Sweden. But on this edition of World of Opera, we'll hear A Masked Ball in its New England version, in which the troubled monarch, who falls in love with someone else's wife, is Ricardo, the erstwhile governor of Massachusetts. The performance is from the Maggio Musicale in Florence.